I'm hot. Yeah, I'm hot.
Good thing.
Mm-hmm. This is
yeah, things aren't working.
Okay. Hello, hi, Sheriff's Department. How you doing, ma'am?
Okay.
Hey, is it okay if we come in and talk to you? It's kind of chilly. We're being here. All right. Oh, thank you. I'll get it for you. I'll be happy to get it. No, I'm sure. Go ahead.
This will probably be pretty brief and pretty quick and everything.
You guys been home all day?
Yeah. No, I worked all day, but we've been home tonight. Yeah,
since about. Oh, you heard everything?
Yeah.
Is he here?
Or?
Could you call him?
Yeah, I'm
sure.
James back on.
Okay. No, I know. I understand.
Oh, see, I'm sorry.
No, we're okay. Thank you. We'll stand. Somebody's running 29. Somebody's around 28 and 29. What's his name? Pedro. He's. Thanks.
Yeah, he's coming right out.
Okay. All right. I'll wait for him to come out and get all your...
Don't mind me. This
is okay. Actually,
I took a little snooze.
That's okay. Yeah, actually, you have your ID with you?
Yes.
Sir, do you have your ID with you? Oh, hey, how you doing? Come on.
Crazy man.
No, he's not a crazy guy.
He's a nosy.
I freaked out of my head.
He was. It was
oh,
it
you're
was,
fine.
He was crazy.
Very high caliber gun. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the service and
go ahead
around firearms and
yeah.
He shot himself a piece.
Yeah.
You know, it was. I mean, it sounded like a double load 40. You know. I mean, it was.
Do you have your ID with you?
Yeah.
And the address here is okay.
You know what? When I was down there talking, I gave one of the patrol fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Someone already?
Yeah.
Here you go. Thank you. Basically, so you were, no, you're fine. No, believe me, I've been sitting down a lot today. You're okay. But I appreciate the offer, though. I can call you Detective Smith. You can call me John. It's no big deal and stuff. You were home tonight. You were home and heard what happened. Here, I'll go over here so it's not, you're not looking up, cranking your neck over and stuff like that. So I guess we'll have a seat and take your advice and have a seat and everything. So you were home during were you in the apartment, outside the apartment, or
right here?
Okay, in your living room.
I came from work, take off, you know, pull my comfy,
mm-hmm.
lay down, and boom, boom, boom. I mean, it was very, you know, I had just come home, kind of dozed off. I was tired and heard the noise.
And when you immediately heard the boom, you said boom, boom, boom.
I mean, it was
okay. Pretty loud. When you heard that, did you recognize it to be?
It did not sound like a car backfiring.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I could say. And I said, didn't have. When he walked out of the bedroom, boom, I said, was that a gun?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So walked out. I didn't go out.
So you stayed in the apartment?
I stayed in the apartment. Okay. Then I went out maybe a few minutes later and walked down.
To where? You walked down the staircase?
Yeah, down the staircase. Uh-huh.
And then where'd you go from the staircase?
I walked over. A couple of our neighbors were out with our manager.
Uh huh.
And we were just talking. And mm-hmm. I could just see the tape around.
So when you got down, the tape was already up?
It was already up.
Okay.
Yeah, it was already up.
Did you walk over and get a chance to look in and look beyond the tape, or did you look at it, look at the area? Or?
Looked down because it's right next to my car.
Okay.
My car is the first one sitting there. And so
which car is yours, so I know which one you're talking about?
I don't know if I'm in the first spot or the second slot. It's a white Honda.
Okay. All right.
And I saw the white truck.
Okay.
And my first thought that went through my head was it's the truck I had seen comes around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was really about it. Just it mm-hmm. made me very uncomfortable, so I came back to my house.
Okay. Did you, when you saw the area we just you just described to me, and you saw a white truck, was there anybody near the truck or?
No, there was no one near the truck, and I saw, I think it was over to the left a little bit. I saw, I don't know if it was a policeman already or what, they had already saw the big fire truck. Everything had happened so fast. I heard all the police cars come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was about it.
Did you see the owner of the vehicle, that truck? Did you see?
No, I didn't see.
Okay.
Did not.
When you said him, do you know that the person that drives the truck is a he?
Yes, the one okay. that I usually see in it, yes.
Okay. Okay, do you know his name?
No, I don't know his name.
Never been introduced?
Twice.
Okay. Do you know, does he visit someone here in your complex? Do you know where he visits?
The guy next door.
Okay, if I go out your front door, it's all right. The dad or the son?
The son.
Okay. All right. But you never been introduced to the guy. You don't
know
his name.
Don't know his name.
Mm-hmm. If you had to describe, what would be described like?
I don't know if he was black or Hispanic or mixed.
Okay.
You know, short.
Short hair.
Short hair.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you had to guess how tall I would be. I'm 5'10". I'll stand up for you. I'm 5'10", and I'm about 205.
I would say similar.
Okay, similar build to me?
Similar build to you.
Okay, uh-huh. All right.
Younger guy.
Okay.
You know, a young guy probably in his 20s.
Okay.
And,
anything noticeable about him? Like something he'd wear all the time or
no,
something you'd see on his body all the time,
no,
ring, necklace, tattoos? Or
I've never seen him before. I've lived here a little over a year. I've never seen him here before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you notice everything around here. It's a small place.
Sure,
you
sure.
Know? And my husband and I help the manager take care of the apartment.
Okay.
You know, he works in the office, and I used to. I just went back to work.
Oh.
I just noticed him because he hadn't been around here before.
Okay. This guy in the truck we're talking about, you just described to me. When did you first start noticing him come around here?
Yeah, maybe a week ago.
A week ago? Okay. It's a pretty short time, huh?
Yeah. That's why I noticed it, because
oh,
it's
okay.
just somebody I don't... I'm sorry, I'm nosy.
That's okay.
I know everybody that lives here.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I pretty much know everybody in everybody's car.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of, hate to say, kind of a... not scary looking, but you know, not somebody you want around.
Sure.
You know,
felt uneasy around him?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
I had that.
All right.
It was a gangster look, but kind of that...
Hard look, maybe?
That hard look, yeah.
Okay.
And I just went,
oh, okay.
You know.
He never addressed you, though, at any time?
No, he addressed me. I
okay.
did not see him. He walked... In fact, he just, like, whizzed by me once, and then I saw him again.
Mm-hmm.
One other time. That was it. I never spoke to him.
So you only never spoke to him, only seen him probably twice?
Twice. Two, it,
did you see him tonight?
No, I did not see him tonight.
Okay.
Maybe 2 days ago.
Okay.
Over the weekend.
Okay. And do you know the young man's name here next door that he visits?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because I don't know his name.
I know his mom.
Oh, okay. So tonight when you went down there, was did you notice if the ambulance was still there or if the ambulance
no,
was gone?
I think it was already gone.
Before you came?
When I came down,
there was a fire
the
truck
big
there.
The fire truck was starting to come around, you know, come around that tree that we have down there. You know, it was leaving.
Yeah.
It looked like it was moving.
Okay. Gotcha.
But there were some other vehicles down there.
Okay.
Everything else was gone.
Okay.
Had already left.
Okay.
And it was fast.
Pretty fast,
it was
yeah.
Fast. Really fast.
Did you hear any prior to the boom, boom, boom? I'm gonna quote you on that.
Yeah.
Prior to hearing that, did you hear anything else prior to that?
I was half
yelling and shouting.
Asleep. I mean, you know, I mean, it woke me up. It really kind of woke me up
quick.
Out of a little snooze.
Okay.
I mean, it was so loud.
Mm-hmm.
It did scare. It was not like a backfire. That's
mm-hmm.
all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat up on the couch, and Steve came running out
mm-hmm.
from our bedroom.
Okay.
Because that was a yes. And he said, that was a gun. And I said,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that didn't sound like a backfire to me.
Yeah.
I said, don't go. I kept saying, don't go out there. And I just locked. I went over and locked the door, but he went out. He put his jeans on and went out.
Okay.
That's
okay.
I'm
sure he's concerned about the safety of people around here and stuff.
He said that was more like it. He goes, well, my family lives here.
Yeah, I totally understand.
And then when we were down talking. There, you know, our manager and
mm-hmm.
the two people that were down there with us was a red-haired lady and a young man, I guess it was her son, and he was nuttier than a fruitcake. He was screaming at us, and who did my husband think he was, Dick Tracy? And he was saying, whoa. And he said it was, the policeman was here to talk to his brother.
Oh.
And then he said, I was trying to get a timeline in my his head. He was.
Sure.
And he said, I want to get a timeline in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because this just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, so he, and this guy was just yelling at him. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, who do you think you are, Dick Tracy? What are you going to write a book? And he said, no, I live here. I want to know what
took
happened.
Place, yeah.
You know, this is my home, you know.
Sure.
My family lives here.
How long did the... The boom. How long did the sound occur after you got home? I mean, do you want to, if you had to put a time to it, approximately when did you hear the?
Oh, I get home about 5:30. Change my clothes. I was very tired tonight, so I laid down like right away. Had dozed off, and it was. Not dusk. It was already getting a little bit dark.
Okay.
When I heard it.
So if you had to guess, what time would you guess?
Have to be after 6.
Okay.
Way after 6.
Before
later.
Before 6:30, you think, or? Or around 6:30?
6:37-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say after 6:30 because it was dark.
Okay.
Dark-ish.
That's no problem. Yeah,
I
understand what you're saying.
You know what I mean? It's kind of dark.
Yeah.
I couldn't see. The lights were all on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't say I saw everything perfectly, but I did see a white truck perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
The lights were right on it.
Okay.
The only reason it clicked in my brain is because I had seen that truck there twice. A truck like that. I'm going to say that truck. I don't know.
Sure.
Truck.
Mm-hmm.
Went,
but
oh
similar to the truck that you saw this guy drive that has that hard look. And
that really tough kind of, he was a tough looking guy.
Uh-huh. And he come and visits
the shaving head, the whole deal.
Sure.
He was very tough looking guy. And
mm-hmm.
I was very uneasy.
Okay.
When I was around, I just walked straight to my apartment, walked in, shut the door and locked it.
Okay.
And I've only talked to couple of times, just, you know, casually on the front here, because I know his mom, talked to him, and
mm-hmm.
gave him a little brief history of his goings on. And
yeah.
I think that's why I was uneasy.
Sure.
I've been uneasy since
mm-hmm.
he's been here.
Has he recently moved in? Okay. Prior to that, it was just the lady you know and her husband?
And their other son. They have another son.
Adult son? Or
adult son.
Do you know if he's older or younger than Jimmy?
I believe he's older. I think he's might be the youngest. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know he's 21. He told me he's 21.
Oh. Do you know his name?
Oh, the older son?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Don't ask me why I know.
Yeah.
So, no,
okay.
I don't know the other son's name.
big, okay. Much bigger, taller guy. Very, seemed like a nice kid, played basketball and had a broken ankle.
Oh, is it still broken or?
I haven't seen him. See, I haven't seen him. He's been gone for.
Oh, really? Disappeared?
Hmm. And
the wife didn't say anything where he went, or?
No. I was chit-chatting with him out there. I said, well, where's your brother? I haven't seen him, because he was a nice kid.
Sure.
He always said hello and everything, and mm-hmm. chatted out there once in a while. He said he was on vacation, just like I was. Which...
What would you assume by that? I know what I would assume. What would you use?
Jail.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I would assume too.
He said I was being stupid. And I said, yeah. I said, well, you know, it was nice. I said, well,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't advise being stupid anymore. Something like that.
Yeah.
Walk away. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Casual.
Yeah. It was just a quick conversation. And, but I was surprised he was so open about it all, but he was very open about where he'd been. Because his leg was broken. And I said, how'd you break your leg? That's how the conversation kind of started.
Oh, okay.
How'd you break your leg? He said, doing something really stupid. I said, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I met your brother, you know, like where he been,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, or where did you come to live, or, and he said, I've been on a vacation. I said, really, what, naive, I guess, what kind of vacation? He said, not a very fun vacation, and then I
put two together.
And then I asked where's your brother?
Mm-hmm.
I asked him where his brother was, and he said, taking the same vacation I was. So
whose ankle is messed up?
Both. One has a broken leg, the other one had a broken ankle.
Wow. And never asked the mom what that was all about, or?
Not how they did it, no. No, she doesn't speak a lot of English.
Yeah.
She was very nice. Her name's Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
We've met in the laundry room. She helped me one day when I was working in the office. She helped me mop one day. She needed somebody, and I said, will you come help me? Nice lady.
Yeah.
You know, I've given her a ride a couple times. She doesn't have a car. Her car's not working.
Okay.
You know, so I saw her walking.
Yeah.
I gave her a ride.
Sure. Do you know the husband at all, or? Or is he pretty quiet, or?
No, he's very nice. He calls me mom. You know, he calls everybody like mom. Kind of a character, real nice, but rides his bike all the time. Kind of health oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very health oriented, and
mm-hmm.
always very nice. Talks about the snakes he sees. He rides his bike everywhere.
Oh, okay.
You know, we talk about snakes, and he loves them. We were out one night, and the moon was down, and we talked about, you know,
mm-hmm.
great night it was. Yeah, just casual, really very casual conversation, and he was very nice.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you my phone number. And, if you can think of anything that strikes your memory after we leave,
okay?
Then you can just call me. I work out at 1000 Oaks Sheriff Station.
Okay.
And you can give me a call and let me know. Either you or... Okay?
Thank you very much.
And thank
you.
Have a good night, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Good night. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Well, good luck, gentlemen.
Okay, take care of yourself.